The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 13th of April, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Good morning, everyone. That song we listened to just now is called Normal by Freetown Collective and Q Major. It's a project coming out of the Caribbean. I know Freetown Collective, they are Trini brethren. But the song and the video are all about the lives of young people and their experiences with violence of all forms. In studio today with me, I have Miss Tenille Burrows from Rise Bahamas. And we're going to be talking about Child Protection Month, in case you forgot. The whole month of April is Child Protection Month. And we're also going to be talking about a new campaign coming out of Rise Bahamas, the NGO organization that Tenille is the founder of and currently the executive director of. Well, good morning, everyone. If you want to join the conversation this morning, well, listen, we're streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. You can listen on TV on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or Flow Channel 612. Or you could download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. You can text us on the Guardian Radio text line at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard rates apply. You could call us at 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Now, this morning, I hope to continue my conversation we started last week with Ms. Burrows about Child Protection Month, violence against children, and some of the strategies and programs that NGOs and civil society are working on to protect our young people. Good morning, Ms. Burrows. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. I want to get you in on this. I want people to know you in the studio because we have another giveaway today. And because you're in the studio, you cannot participate in the giveaway. But it's so exciting, I needed to let you know up front. When you hear this, you can't participate. I'm sorry.
Well, but gee.
Cheesecake.
You should let me know before I came on.
But then you...
You took away my power of choice.
Yeah, but you was going to choose to stay home and not come on.
All right.
Because I would have chosen to stay home and not come on my show to win a dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven.
Wow.
a dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven. Oh, like, oh boy. Sorry. I almost fired myself just now so I could compete in this competition. All right, so I'm going to tell you all what the question is. It is now 10:16. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to announce what the question is when we come first break. We're taking telephone call-in answers only. First person to get it right wins. We will take the calls in the order that they come in. So, if you are calling not about the trivia, but just calling generally, let the producer know so we could, until we get the correct answer, prioritize the people trying to win this dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven. Thank you, producer. Let's go to this break. And when we get back from the break, we are going to be talking about statistics on the on violence against the child, Marco's Law, the missing child alert, and the convicted sex offender registry. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green and my guest today, Tenille Burrows.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win, whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others. It's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Happy 10th anniversary, Kinray family. Celebrating 10 years of fresh news, smart talk, public opinion, national discourse. Congratulations.
Soccer with my friend named Parker.
Yeah. Huh? Pegs. It's fun for the youths. No, when you as a child, you think as a child. When there's a man, you put away child's strength. Huh? Yeah. Daddy, daddy, the children one day to awaken hard. Some are holding on my family. They sit young and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Foolishness is in their hearts, so we're no overstanding. That you'll always be round them, but right now you just
good yawning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Tenille Burrows is in studio with me this morning. It is a Child Protection Month Wednesday. The song you just heard is Daddy, Daddy by Bagon, Bahamian Bagon. It's a banger, bad track, positive message. Love that track all the time. So I'm going to give out the question right now. It's another Bahamian culture question, and it's something that we reference on the show a couple times. There is a song called Crow Calypso. There is a song called Crow Calypso. Who performed it? And what is the modern version of that song? What is the name of that song today as we know it? Who performed Crow Calypso and what's the modern version of that song as we know it today? That is the question. Call in. Call in numbers 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259 to win. one dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun,
bring me my hot cross buns now. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. When you got musical talent in the studio with you. All right, so I got a text here that says, great show as usual, Miss Green. The topic of your show is 30 years late. You should have had this topic of child protection in the days of the slipper and or the tamarind switch. Now, first of all, text, I want to agree with you. It is at least a minimum of 30 years late, because I would have been 15 30 years ago. Could have had this conversation. I know there's plenty, plenty young people that would have appreciated knowing adults were doing the work of ensuring that they, young people, were always in sermons. The text goes on to say, Was the tamarind switch punishment or abuse? Did the tamarind switch help to guide us, or did it psychologically hurt us? Also, what would have happened if we got the timeout opposed to the tamarind switch? And would the tamarind switch be effective with these rude kids? Now, I like that question, Tenille, because for me, it makes me think. The text is saying that in their time, they got the tamarind switch. Mm-hmm. That was a regular form, a commonly accepted form of punishment, right? When the texter was young. If we didn't punish young people, say 30 years ago, when I was 15, with the tamarind switch, mm-hmm. and they used different methods of engagement, of punishment, of discipline, do you think we would have created a society with healthier cultures around sex, sexual intimacy, sexual intercourse, intimate personal relationships? Do you think the way that we dealt with these situations, like, oh, we catch you in the bush being fresh, or a tamarind switch. Do you think if we had engaged young people, talked to them about their behavior, why the behavior is problematic? Like, if we say to young people, look, we know that you are sexual beings. We know that you have sexual urges. We know that you are responding to things that are happening in and with your body that you feel you have little control over. We know these things are happening. But that still doesn't mean that you can just go out there and be a fully sexual being. You require some discipline. We require some discipline. You can manage your feelings. You can manage how you feel in your body. Do you think we would have, today in 2022, a less sexually loose society? And when I say that, I don't mean like in the sense of liberal, like the gay. I mean, like, we don't have any rules. Like, we have a rule. It says that anybody under the age of 18 is a child and you shouldn't have sex with them. But we treat that as a loose rule. We don't treat that as a solid static rule that cannot be shifted.
Well, under the age of 16.
Well, no, see, I like 18. 18 is a minor, and the Prime Minister said that all minors are children. So I like the idea that big grown adults stay away from, right? Like, we don't sleep with children.
Right, right. I got you.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the tamarind switch, the belt, the slipper, this and that was a cop-out based on how you framing it. Because instead of having an actual conversation and giving some direction and guidance, they resort to corporal punishment.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you see older adults in particular who say, well, I turned out okay. And then I always think, well, you turned out okay not because of being beaten, but in spite of being beaten.
Yeah. That's what I tend to think too.
Nowadays, you're talking about the rude children, this and that. I think deprivation of privileges is the biggest discipline that you could give to a child today. You say you're taking away their tablet, you're taking their privileges from watching YouTube and being online for a few hours or whatever, they could respond to that.
Yeah.
Getting beat. I remember one time, I have four nephews now. And one time, two of them got in a little tussle. And I was going to spank them. And then I was thinking, you know how when parents go, every time, I was saying, why you hitting your brother? And I was going to go be hitting them while I saying it. And then I was like, wait, I saying, why you hitting your brother? And then I hitting him for hitting his brother. It ain't making no sense.
Yeah.
It got to make sense.
Yeah. Caller, don't go nowhere. I'm coming to you right now. I was watching this video and a young lady said, look, I was the baddest child in the world and nothing worked. This young woman, nothing worked. She said, the only thing that worked is my mother took away every piece of clothing I had except for two pairs of panties, two bras, two pairs of socks, two pairs of pants, two shirts, and one jacket. And she said, after doing that for a couple of weeks, because she was hard, she said, I was going to fight through it. I was going to love them two pairs of everything. She said, but that's what shifted everything for her.
Okay.
But I see I got a caller on the line. Caller, are you ready to answer the question?
I am ready.
Good, good. We are ready for your answer. Remember, it's two parts. Who performed Crow Calypso, and what is the modern-day version of that song that we enjoy today?
I think the caller got this.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so the person who performed it originally was Ronnie Butler, and Baha Men is the modern version. They sing the modern version.
You got half the question right.
I got half right?
But listen, where you hear Baha Men perform in the modern version, tell me what it is.
The title of the song.
The title of the song, yeah.
Going Back to Ireland?
No.
But
listen, you are half correct, but you are all right with me. So I'm very sorry. Thank you for giving us
right.
half the answer. I ain't going to tell the people. I mean, like, they may guess, but I ain't going to tell them which half was right and which half was wrong.
Okay, no worries.
Thank
and
you.
Hello to Daniil. I haven't heard your voice in the radio in a while.
Hello.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Thank you, Texter. I call like and make sure we hear her voice a little bit more. Okay, so the caller got half the question correct. The question is, who performed Crow Calypso and what is the modern day version of the song we enjoy today? I see we possibly have another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, Ronnie Butler did Crow Calypso.
Uh-huh.
And Bahamian did it.
On what album?
Oh, that's not right. I wouldn't know what album.
Because I've never heard that one. I mean, if it exists, and I'm not saying it don't exist, but I'm just saying I've never heard a Baha Men version of that song.
Are you okay? Sorry. The first person won.
No, I've never heard that. I got to find that. I've never seen a Baha Men version of the song, but I know of a different version.
You talking about something that must be more obscure than what everybody else knows.
No.
I thought you gave the technicality.
If you'd like to make a call.
I thought it was a technicality for the first one not winning.
No.
The first one won.
No, the first one only got half the question correct. The second caller only got half the question correct.
No, Bahaman did the song, and they named it. I won't say the name, so we could leave the name open for them.
What is...
Back to the Island.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Crow Calypso.
Wake up early one morning, kiss my mama goodbye. That's Crow Calypso. And then
that ain't Boyma Road.
Going back to the island, I say, don't worry, mama, don't cry.
I always see Crow Calypso with Boyma Road. The crow gone down and...
Crow Calypso is Back to the Island.
No, man, Crow Calypso is...
Someone from...
To the river to shoot some crows. Dun, 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 and they all fly away, Lord. Dun, 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 and they fly, cry all day. That's what Crow Calypso is.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. That's the version we know today. Anyway, there's too much silence in the room. Can't have that much silence, Tenille. You go into the archives. Prove me wrong. I got to take this next text. It says, and also there is a rumor that you will be giving out grouper for a prize tomorrow. Listen,
well, I definitely ain't coming tomorrow
whoever,
I want some grouper.
Whoever spread that rumor, you think I'm the conk? If you're not giving out grouper tomorrow, I'm so sorry. Thank you, Texter, for that text. I can't read that online.
You mean
so
on air?
I can't read it on air. Got another text here that says, morning, Lady Erin. The song Crow Calypso was performed by Ronnie Butler. That's the part that everybody has gotten correct. Now, this texter says the modern song is The Life of Charlie Brown. This is from Grand Bahama, we're listening. So the mayor of Grand Bahama say the name of the song, the modern day version, is The Life of Charlie Brown. But the modern day version I know is Burma Road.
That's back to the island.
That's Burma Road.
That's back to the island.
That's Burma Road.
That's Listen. Burma Road.
Pro Calypso. Ronnie Butler.
Too much silence in the studio, producers. Too much silence in the studio. Don't play any music. Tennille.
The first person won.
We got a caller on the clock.
Hopefully it's the first person calling.
Good morning, caller.
Hello, Smith. They two different songs, you know.
Thank you, texter. Are you the caller? Are you the second caller or the first caller? Be honest now.
No, I was the second one. I was the second one.
We value your honesty. Second caller, Tennille say that I am incorrect. First caller, you must call back, give the producer your number, call back so we can hear your voice. Let the producer hear your voice. Give the producer your number. Tennille say you are the winner. Tennille say, Aaron, you are incorrect. And so we're going to take Tennille's answer as the correct one. I'm supposed to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. I ain't getting the hot cross buns, though.
But no, you can't get the hot cross buns. But you're still supposed to say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So, first caller, call back. Let me hear your voice. Let the producer hear your voice. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. I just called to salute Tennille.
Yes.
And I love the way you conceded to her request.
Absolutely.
And thank you for teaching us more Bahamian things.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. This ain't politics. I could concede. I could concede. Thank you, Mayor of Grand Bahama. Thank you, Tennille. Look at what we would have done. I would have win the hot cross buns if you was in here. Anyway, we got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Oh, that's you? That's the winner? Let the winner come on for a second.
We have to apologize.
Yeah, no, I have to apologize. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. First caller.
Good, good. First of all, I want to say thank you to Tennille for fixing it up, making it right.
Tennille is my girl.
Bop, bop, bop. Now, I'm not saying you owe her anything, but if you were to give her a hot cross bun, then she could share it with me, and then everything would be great.
Guess what?
Yes.
Y'all could get one apiece.
Generous.
Listen, but take care of that with your Grammy face. Don't make something, you know? I don't want to
mention. My Grammy's going a long time.
Blessings.
So you all got to get that.
Blessings. Thank you so much, caller.
Thanks for taking my call back, and have a good one.
Absolutely.
You too.
Thank you all for having a good time with us this morning, man caller. Okay. So, that tension is over. See, we got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Okay. Aaron, I got a bone to pick with you this morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Aaron, your question, you mixed up, though. The question you asked was based on Shotgun Wedding. How you get the Croker Left?
No, it wasn't Shotgun Wedding. It's Burma Road.
Burma Road?
Yeah. But listen, everybody know I mess it up, you know. Why you going to call me? Why you going to be like
Aaron,
that, cousin?
Aaron, why say Shotgun Wedding? You was talking about the girls. Then you go in to say, and that's what happened. And then they have that song and the Shotgun Wedding. You're talking about, you got the Crocolypso.
Man, listen.
I believe Tada spin your head, man. Tada powerful, and that's bloody scary.
No, listen. First of all, Tada is the original music historian here. We think of Tada as just the making the music, but Tada is really like the business person. She got the structure.
I know, but Tada, you know. Last time I see Tada, she's in the studio there. Coming down there, when you get just before you get to Shirley Street with Jermaine.
Oh, wow.
Tada.
That's a long time.
In that little corner there, when he's being in that little corner, I used to look at Tada. I say, wait, Tada, look like you look like my little niece, right? I said, but look, you're a fly, you be inside the studio, and then got all the lyrics right there, and then you're right in the corner. You're right there carrying on.
That's cool,
and
man.
You. Yeah?
That's cool.
Yeah, man, it's cool. Very cool.
Yeah. That was like 2004, man. It was like years ago.
Yeah. And Jermaine, I think he went to train Dolphins or something like that. But he should get back into...
Definitely. Good. Yeah. Well, thanks for that memory.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Memories don't go away just like that.
But look here, you better forget today, though. Just forget how I messed the thing up, though.
Hey, no, Aaron, you too sharp for that. The dog flip your head right over back with you.
No, man, there. Don't watch none. That's why we call her Tada.
Watching that, though, you're sharp as a razor. Watching that.
So, listen.
Yeah.
I got to get into some stuff, though. We're going to talk the Rise Bahamas press conference yesterday.
Okay.
So
you have a great show.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Boy, look here. Bahamians will do it to you, buddy. I had to get my prize as well. To the callers, thank you for your patience and your grace and your humor, man. Thank you so much. All right, Tenille, yesterday, Rise Bahamas had a press conference to announce the launch of a new campaign. You want to tell the people what it's called?
Yes, the campaign is called Imagine Local Government.
Okay, like, I love that campaign because that's all I've been doing since they started talking about it.
Yeah?
Is imagining it.
Okay.
I haven't really seen it.
Yeah.
Not in New Providence anyway.
Well, we believe that the Bahamas would benefit from local government in New Providence. Like, this is where 70% of the population resides. We have a committee that was appointed in 2018. They did the research. They did the market research. They did checking out different jurisdictions and all this sort of stuff, to see how it's run in other parts of the world, in the region, and, you know, larger part of the world as well. And we now have the opportunity to implement something new to New Providence that I think could be really transformative. I think it really could transform the way that we interact and the accessibility that we have to government services. Things like fixing potholes, things like park upkeep, actually having a representative that's from your constituency or from your district. I think those sorts of things could really benefit us in the long run. And it would take an additional layer of government to do that the way that we can foresee it happening.
So you think politicians are down for this?
Politicians are probably used to the way the system currently works, and they probably find it advantageous to them for whatever reason. But I think the people now have to come together and say, look at this, and this is what we did. We're not the ones who did all the research and put together the 100-page report. We're the ones who are hosting it on our website. We're giving some public education on it, creating greater awareness of what's contained in the report. And we're going to allow the Bahamian people themselves to say whether we want local government in New Providence or not. We're going to take it out of the hands of politicians and put it into the hands of the people.
All right. So the campaign itself is making the work that's already taking place more accessible to the general public. So you're going to make the 100-page report accessible
right.
to the public.
So the committee, the Advisory Committee on Local Government in New Providence, also released two explainer videos that kind of broke down the process. Those are on the risebahamas.net site under the Imagine Local Government tab.
Oh.
They're about 10 minutes each. You can actually watch those and get a feel for exactly what it is that they proposed back in 2019.
So there's a 100-page report, and there are two explainer videos that help you go through the process and the intention, the process, and the reports?
Exactly. So you have something for those who are the readers, and you have something for those who are the watchers and listeners. So I would fall in the watchers and listeners category. But other than that, on the Rise Bahamas Facebook page, we're going to continue to promote that this website is up and that this page is accessible and ready to go. We also created an infographic for those who are visual to kind of have an idea of the breakdown just at a glance. If you didn't get to watch the explainer videos, if you didn't get to download the report, we have an infographic for you there.
All right. And will Rise Bahamas and your partners provide opportunities for people to engage the process, like the state process? For instance, you've got the 100-page report. Will you guys host a seminar or a workshop where I could, maybe I will pull, I got a couple friends, I'm in this constituency. I got a friend in another constituency mm-hmm. where we could all come together and listen to people who have more expertise and are more familiar with the process, talk to us about the process and ways that we could engage, possible projects that we could participate in, or maybe even like a letter writing campaign mm-hmm. to our various MPs.
Yeah, we definitely want to establish either a petition or, like you said, a letter writing campaign to your MP, write your MP. And MP, one of our partners, the Organization for Responsible Governance, they had done that at some point when they had a campaign. They did a function where you could go online and have a template and add your voice to that, send it to your MP. And I think that that's a really good model that we can follow. And we do plan, if our backers think that this is a great idea, they're going to continue to support us to be able to, in the future, later down in the year or so, host a virtual town hall meeting. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what you're talking about, where you actually get to get one-on-one with these people in some instances, hear from a panel, hear from the experts, and possibly even hear from some of the jurisdictions that have local government on a national scale to see how it works in their area.
Absolutely. Let's see if we get a caller on the line. Let's go to this call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Aaron Gray.
Good morning. How you doing?
You have kada. How you doing, man?
Morning.
You know this?
It sounds like a familiar sound.
Yes. Yeah, I saw you on television on Beyond the Headline.
Okay.
The other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took a kada change, though.
Change how?
I am about to be a slim little thing now.
I don't mind. I like food.
Yeah, that's good. Good old Bohemian country. But listen, I'm glad you're promoting local government because I'm doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
promoting local government. I don't know if you have any material, how far you go, how serious you are with this.
Oh, we are very serious.
You can link me up to Aaron Green and share my cell number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a list. Or you can link me up to Peter L. Maffey. That's my Facebook page.
I can let Aaron send you the web page, and you could go through that and let him know what you think.
Okay, send me that link. Send me that link. But how? Also, Aaron, send on my cell phone number because I like the more in depth details.
Absolutely.
Because I have some in depth now. I was disappointed with the former government didn't introduce local government.
Yeah,
I'm hoping again. I think it's in this government platform to push local government for New Providence, if they're serious.
Absolutely. Would you?
And I got two good friends in Parliament. I'm going to talk to them and see if they would push it for us.
Now, look here. I have a concern, right?
What's your concern?
I can raise it now. It's only because of something you said. When you said you have two good friends in Parliament and you're going to essentially lobby them, right?
Yeah, they are my lobbyists. Yeah.
Watch this. At the recent local government elections, right, at the announcement of the results, I saw a story about an election in Grand Bahama in Pine Ridge, right?
Right.
And in the story, the reason I see the story is because a PLP a PLP party member publishes the story on social media.
It is said to me.
The winner of the local government election identifies himself as a PLP. And he's flanked on either side by two MPs and cabinet ministers, right? Mm-hmm. Fred Mitchell and Ginger Moxie.
Yeah.
Now, my concern is that political parties have inserted themselves in the local government process or space in a way that could be problematic or cause conflict of interest.
I don't like it. It's caused influence.
Right.
I don't like it.
And so you think, because I know that you're somebody who has been following local government developments since the inception, since they start talking.
I'm been promoting it.
Right, you've been promoting
it. On all radio stations.
Do you think that we need specific, overt, explicit provisions in legislation that prevent political parties affiliating publicly with local government representatives and a declaration of membership in political parties by local government candidates before they go up for election?
that's something to think about. That local government is public influence, public decision. But that's why we need to have town meetings. And it depends on each community, how they want to position themselves in their local process. How do you want to do that? Like, for instance, I'm in the Freetown area, Camp Road area.
Mm-hmm.
My people might want to say, that's okay. My people might not want to say, that's not okay. You follow me?
Yeah.
So that's what local government is all about. The people make decisions. The people tell the central government, hey, what to do and what not to do. I remember a situation, I know that I remember this, when they wanted to put a casino in Abaco. Abaco speak out. They didn't have local government back then. And mm-hmm. they didn't put the casino there no more, if you go back to history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is all about. So be up to my people in my district, whether it be the East District, West District, however you want to do it. They will be the voices.
I got you.
For everybody.
Thank you.
So you need to talk more about it, though.
Yeah, man, we're absolutely going to talk more about it.
But send me that link on to that.
Okay.
And we'll work from there. All right, have a good day.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Producer, let us go to a break. When we come back from the break, Tada, I want to ask, who are your partners? And one of the things we talked about the press conference yesterday, heard a lot of interesting information. I want to ask you some questions about some of the things that were raised at the Rise Bahamas press conference yesterday.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio. You're on the clock with Erin Green, who's often wrong, but she is not mean. We'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On The Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be The Solution. Sponsor On The Clock of Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Happy 10th anniversary to the Guardian Radio family, celebrating 10 years of fresh news, smart talk, public opinion, national discourse. Congratulations.
Understanding foolishness is in their hearts, so we're no overstanding. That you'll always be round them, but right now you just crumbling. The pay shipping and handling bills is outstanding. Soon as couple hundred in the bank, man, it's gone again. Honoring awesome on the loan payment line, you with mind paying bills just make me wanna be a kid again. But no, I'm a mind dog, a hard working citizen.
Good evening, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Okay, so Tenille and I had a little musical conference just now, and what I was explaining to Tenille was the lyrics from Crow Calypso become the lyrics from Burma Road. The music from Crow Calypso becomes Back to the Island. And so that's where I was going with my question, but I'm not going to take away y'all rightness, right? That don't make any sense. This is a world where we all could be right. And partially wrong. And that's what I love about this experience on this planet. Anyway, I got a text that came in during the break. Caller, give me a second. It says, Erin, what is wrong with local government being affiliated with a party? In the U.S., local government often have affiliations with political parties. They tend to lean one way. I can show you a why. That's why in the U.S., the only thing y'all know about is the Republicans and the Democrats. Y'all don't even realize that there are a whole bunch of other parties that are there, right? And a part of that is because of the way that political party influence like at the federal, at the national level, is inserted itself into the rest of the system. The tiered system is to limit the power and influence of the central national controlling mechanisms, if that's what you want to call political parties, right? But in a small island developing state without properly managed mechanisms, right? Without properly managed mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest, what you're going to have is you're going to frustrate or the intention of local government and the tiered government system. If you don't manage it properly, the thing that you were trying to prevent will only become stronger. That's all. And in case y'all didn't notice, the vast majority of people want a tiered system to prevent the undue influence of political parties in every aspect of governance and development. So that's why I think it could be a problem. We got a caller on the line. We're going to get to you in a second, caller. I got a text that says, great show as usual. Tell your guest 40 years ago you would have gotten the tamarind switch for not saying thank you.
Wow. I actually know a story of a girl. She's an adult. She's older than me now. But she moved to the States. But she said when she was 16 years old, she was walking down the road. Some random stranger said hi to her, a guy. And she didn't respond. And the guy came back and beat her up. Mm-hmm. Apparently her mom was a cop. And her mom said, well, you should have said hello to him. 16-year-old.
Where again? In the States?
No, this is in the Bahamas that this happened. This person since then moved to the States to live.
And her mother said that? Police
mm-hmm.
officer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand what kind of psyche we had back in the day, but it certainly was in alignment with, you know, yeah. child protection and things like that.
And Texas, the 40 years ago you were thinking about, like we... I'm 45, so I often do that, right? It's 2022. When I say 40 years ago, I'm thinking about 1970. But really, 40 years ago is 1980. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the 40 years ago you thinking about may have been 1960 or early 1970s. But I don't know any of my peers who 40 years ago was getting beat with switch just for not saying thank you. Call you on the clock.
Yes. Good morning to Tada and to you, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sialan Johnson. Maybe you need to check the old islands. They were a little behind in catching up for 40 years, with your perception of 40 years ago. I think they were still under what we would now call the abusive system. But just for Tada, are you aware that local government it already exists in law on New Providence?
Well, the law is there, and it can be a simple amendment, as far as we understand, to make it empowered.
No, it doesn't need an amendment. It says at the wish of the minister. You just need the minister to say it.
Oh.
Just
dun, da, da, da.
Just say, as of such and such date,
mm-hmm.
you will have local government. Kind of like how you have gambling and everything, they give authorization.
Mm-hmm.
When they debated it in the House, I remember a couple of years ago, that's one of the things I brought up, and current MP now called for clarification. I showed it to them, and sure enough, they went into the House or Senate and said it was already existing. You just need permission from the minister to make it happen. So maybe it's just that you need to focus on the 24 MPs that's there and get at least 12 of them to consent for the demand to come from New Providence that my constituents want this.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You think that's going to be, look here, you think that's going to be sufficient, Sialan? Oh, man, Sialan, anyway, I wonder if that's going to be sufficient. It's good to know that the power rests with the minister, right? It's just a matter of the minister declaring that the law is now in force. I appreciate the strategy that Sialan suggested, which is, look, you just need the majority of MPs in New Providence to apply pressure to the minister responsible. It's really applying pressure to the prime minister, right?
But we need all of the parliamentarians to vote on it. is what he's saying. So yeah, they have to be in the majority. So my thinking is, if we get Bahamians aware in New Providence of what local government is, because it's been in the Family Islands in some respect, we wouldn't say it's a full-on proper thing that they have in the Family Islands, but since 1996, it's been there. We need it here. And I think the people should still continue to get informed about what it is, what it means, how we could be transformed by it. And if there's a public outcry, we could do some damage.
I want to take it a step further. We get a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, Aaron, yeah, Shannon Johnson good. Again. The reason I say you need 12 that give you a super majority.
Yeah, yeah.
But technically, the other MPs from the old island, it'll be almost impossible for them to vote against local government because they already have it. So you already have their votes.
Well, they're voting for New Providence, though.
Yes, no, but you were saying to them, right, how would you say, I think new local government should exist in my community but not in yours? That's what not representative government is.
Yeah.
And so 12 would take you way past the supermajority. Actually, 10 would, considering, I think, 17 seat or whatever the amount of seat it is outside of it. I think they all have local government. So it'll be hard for them. It'll be duplicitous for them to get up and say that you shouldn't have what I have.
Now, see, Alan, another question I sort of had for Tennille in the campaign, but I definitely can ask you as well. I think that the Family Islands need a particular structure. New Providence needs a particular structure. Grand Bahama will require a particular structure. What do you think about Abaco? Do you think...
I think what happens is we keep talking about local government. I think we need to define it. We need a structured form of municipal governance that gives you almost all the power of being a self-contained state within a particular region. Because what happens is the local government we have is equivalent of when my daughters used to live with me. They could stay out as late as they want, just be home by 7, drink whatever they want, just as long as there's water, wear whatever they want, but I had to personally buy it.
So there's
no real decision-making process. What you need is a form of municipal government, which the Hawksbill Creek Agreement called for in Freeport. But the Hawksbill Creek Agreement also says there should not be anything given to Bahamians in Freeport. It isn't given to Bahamians everywhere. So that's why you haven't gotten municipal government in Freeport, because it would be required to give it to everybody. And then you could do self-taxation and some other different things. And it's a whole lot of things that comes from a stronger form of governance than the local government we actually have. So technically, you're going to have a dressed-up version of an emasculated child.
Now, mind you, C. Allen, when I watched the press conference yesterday, Nicolette Bethel, who is one of the consultants to the campaign and sat on the cabinet-initiated committee, the campaign itself and the people who are working with the government committee are they are aware of the need to change the fundamental nature of...
Tennille them should spread it out into people who already have local government, because we'll be happy to help you give us more power.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sia Allen Johnson, for this conversation. I'm all out of time. I'm hoping that I can continue this conversation with Tennille, though, because local government is one of the most important conversations that we're going to have. Next to the other conversations that Rise Bahamas is having about the urgent need to protect and ensure the safety of our young people and other vulnerable people in the country. Thank you for that, music producer. Listen, I got to get out of here. Guardian Radio AM is up next, and I think it's going to be another good show. Why? Because Tennille and I are going to join you for the second hour. Guardian Radio AM, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to talk about what's in the news, and maybe I could get Tennille to offer her opinion on the intersection of some of these issues and the proposed local government campaign that Rise Bahamas is currently engaged in. Thank you for tuning in to On the Clock with Erin Green. I beg you, stay tuned to Guardian Radio AM this morning with your guest surprise co-host, Erin Green. We're going to have another trivia question. I'm going to keep Tennille with me to make sure that I get it right and you can't accuse me of cheating. Stay tuned. Call in. Join the conversation. You're on 96.9 FM.
Right. to the top.